not that we're not serving Hashem. The problem is not serving Hashem, the simcha betuv leivov. And the reason is, as he told us, the Meshes Chochma told us, because of the roif koil. Is our simcha comes from external things and not from internal things, whatever that means. Understand and work that out. Okay.
I can check in the post.
Winning lottery.
Call you Dihu Ben Shel Avram. I'm sorry. I have to take this. I'm sorry. Hello. Which one? Sorry about that, huh?
This is where it all starts. This is the first
input
of Avram.
We'll see. Kol Yediri, who ben shel Avram, Yitzhak v'Yaakov, Shleisha avos hagiluim shehem chidshoi ba'olam, hinam avos habinyan, shealeim oimed binyan ha'odi, v'yadut kulo. We know that the entire Yiddishkeit, the entire world stands on three pillars. They're called avos. We have to understand why they're called avos. Why is Pirka avos called Pirka avos? Why is it always three? That's a big sugi we have to go into, and Hashem, slowly. But for the purpose of this discussion, we know that the world is built on three avos. So what's it going to do with us? Avram Vinu, Avi Auma Masel Malesagilu Atzim Bivachoisa Kol Hu Yotze Legalos Legalot Etayemes. Avram Vinu is that potential, or that actualization, better, of a revelation of oneself without any background. The Yesh Mi'ayin. To reveal the emes in the world, despite the fact that he had nothing going for him. He had no parents, he had no... in fact, his parents were against him, the whole world was against him, he had no Rebbe. He discovered it from himself. And he answered a simple question. He asked a simple question. Mi ani? Spoke about in the shmooze last week a little bit. The ani, who am I really? He's this portion of the three relationships that we spoke about called Ben Adam La'atzmoy. Yitzhak Evinushaya Oilet Mima, Yitzhak, who was this pure, holy, elevated offering, Mesemeles Akeshev Advekus Lashem Yisborach. Yitzhak is the Dveikus and the relationship you have with Hashem when you discover who you really are. Means Avram discovered who he was. As a result of discovering who he was, Yitzhak was then the next stage of being able to build the correct relationship with Hashem. That's called Bein Olam L'Makom. Yaakov Avinu Masamel Tzei Yachas Shani Yodi El Olam Shemechutz Olam. Yaakov Avinu represents, once you have an understanding of who you are, and you've built this relationship with Hashem, you're an Oile Tmima, you now go out and you mefasem that in the whole world. You now start building relationships outside of yourself. תפקידו של יעקב אבינו היה להקים את העם היהודי וללחם בכל גילו הרע שבעולם דהיינו עשיו, לבן וכל הדומים להם. יעקב had to build the beginnings of the family of Klal Yisrael, start spreading out into 12. Has to always be 12. Every structure has 12 sides to it in the world. And the structure itself, which is 13. 1, 2, 3, 4. The bottom one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the... It's 12. Those are the Shvatim. And his job was to build Klal Yisrael, the family, and then go and fight and deal with all the Rishoyim in the world. Esav, Lavan. So he's the symbol of Bein Olam L'Chaveiro. שלוש עמוד העולם האלו הם יסוד שלם היששתי פרקה המחשובי שבסייף הזה. These three pillars is what the Sefer Pirkei Machshava is based on. And we're going to be dealing with this. And then the second chalek, which is actually the third chalek, is just in two volumes, is Bais Yehudi, which means Hashem we've learned here as well. כל עוד יסודס אלו נוטים בערפל ושכבס אבק של ישישנוס הרגל נער מסלם. As long as Yisur is on clean, clear, there's doubts, there's darkness, there's cloudiness around them, you can't begin the journey towards shleimus. It's not shy. Laasa is Dvarim Taimim. The Yetzara knows that everybody wants to do the right thing. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody wants to do the right thing. We all want to be good. We all want to serve Hashem. Everybody. That's the frustration. If I didn't care that I'm a Rosha, so what's the problem? I'd be happy Rosha. But everybody wants to be good.
Even the Rosha.
Ultimately, yeah. Deep down, we'll see. Depends at what level of the person we're talking about. He distracts us, that's all. Keeps you busy doing everything that's not important, so what's important you don't have time to think about. He keeps us very comfortable with all sorts of chumras and chassidias and tzidkas. Ubad bevad ledvorim shani lashkia bem rakaz avurim es kol kochenu lonois elam uzman. Keeps us busy with all sorts of narishkat, the frumus narishkat, the friar narishkat. You have to know what's going on in the world because of this and this, and therefore you have to read 73 newspapers because otherwise you can't talk to people, and you can't do kiruv, of course. And then it keeps us mamash busy with all sorts of shtus. Matarasenu bechibu ze lahanik bezat Hashem is brachu kol derech Hashem is akelim anochelim. What we want to give you in this sefer, says the author, are the correct tools. Lahamik be yesedus hashkofer, to be able to go deep into the yesedus of hashkofer satayra, ulashkias kochoseinu bedvarim anegim mitzipa nafshay yesedus yadusay, so that we're able to invest our energy and our koiches into the matters that are important and that our neshamas need, and to get to the foundations of what our Yiddishkeit is about. And via this, to build ourselves, our own personal world. That's ultimately what I want to do. I want to make myself look like the person that Hashem wants me to look like. And utfila ki besate dishmai emotsa advarim mesilas lelei belev koreim. It's our tefila that the readers, that these words will find a pathway into the hearts of our readers. Whenever we use the word lev, we mean mind. Is that clear? Whenever we use the word lev, we're talking about the mind. Just take that as a given here. Not just here, anywhere in Torah. Lev doesn't mean heart, it means mind. Why is it lev? Why is it heart? What's the connection? It's that part of the mind that affects the emotion. But we're talking about the seichel. Talking about our minds. Fine. That, by the way, has many ramifications. It changes what tefillah is. Tefillah is avoid of the lev. It's the avoid of the mind. Not to get up there and be emotional. Ein benefesh echaim be'erichas. Okay. It doesn't mean not emotional. You have to have emotions, but the emotions have to be driven by the seichel, not the seichel being driven by the emotions. We think what we want to feel and we choose what we want to feel. Okay. It's just a hakdama here. So now we can start. We're on daf 39. And we're on Perek Aleph. We can start the seichel now. Get your money worth, huh? 39 pages. 30 pages before you start. Okay, the chapter is called Ava v'Simcha She'enu Tole B'Dover. How did Ava sleep in here suddenly? We're talking about Simcha. Yedua l'kol ki ha'ava b'koich Elohi litzimcha. Everybody knows that love can give birth to Simcha. It does give birth to Simcha. K'sha'adam oise pe'ula she'oiv la'soisoi. U'chash b'simcha. When a person is doing something he enjoys doing, he feels besimcha. Lumazoyes kasher adam einu oiv esadovel. Someone's doing something he doesn't love so much. Who gam einu samayach lasoyso. He's not so happy to do it. He'll do it because he has to, whatever. But lomagish kol kach. You never see kids running to cheder. You see them running out. You don't want to be standing by the gate when the bell goes at the end of the day. But in the morning you can stand there. No one's going to bump you out of the way to get in. Kasher nevas atzmeinu. When we love ourselves. Sorry. We first of all, from this understanding, you grasp that if you want to acquire simcha, you first have to learn to love yourself. When you love yourself, then you're happy with your etzem existence. This will be an emistika ava that will bring you to an emistika simcha. Concepts are strange. Torah is telling you to love yourself. Terrible. You're supposed to love everybody else. Supposed to. No. See what it means. What does ava's atzmi mean?
If you don't love yourself, how can you love your family?
Why not? Why is that a caveat?
I hate myself.
I hate myself, but you are love. What's the problem?
Like yourself.
Because you're fantastic. You've got all the qualities that I want, and you've got all the things that I would like to have, but I don't have them. So you are love, but me, I hate. Why is it mukhrach that I have to love myself before I can love you? I have a proof from Chumash that it's true like that, what you say. But I'm asking you, why is it poshut? It's not such a poshut swallow. You'll see the swallow why it has to be that way. But it's a poshut in Chumash. V'ahavta l'arecha k'moicha. The mitzvah of avos arecha is based on k'moicha. You first have to love yourself. But the swallow is not so poshut. But let's see. Love is not just an emotional kind of feeling, you know, you fall in love. Love is something you have to acquire, you have to work to acquire. The Kachman and Deinu Rambam Behilchus Tshuva Perek Yud, which somebody should learn every week. To try and go through Hilchus Tshuva Perek Yud every week. Unbelievable. Hello. Anybody want to define love? While we're talking about Ava and Ava and Ava, anyone want to give me a total definition for the word Ava?
Of. Of is give something. So you give to someone. You
can't. That's how you get Ava. It's a product of giving, but right, what is right, it right. itself?
Something you feel you can't manage without.
My broadband connection is love.
Rav Noach used to say, it's the feeling you get when you focus on the good things of the other. Or you get the good things of the other and you associate that person with those good things. So it's getting.
The Rambam says that love is an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you identify the positive qualities of another person and you identify with those qualities. That's how the Rambam defines love.
So that doesn't apply to cheesecake then?
Probably not, no. Because you can't love cheesecake. You can love what the cheesecake does to you. It means you love yourself. This is Solanta's famous word. The guy says he loves fish. He says you don't. You love yourself. If you love the fish, you would put it back in the sea. And you wouldn't take it home and kill it and eat it. People don't kill and eat things they love. You love yourself, so therefore you love what the fish does for you. That's what most marriages look like today. I don't love my wife, I love what she gives me, and when she stops giving it to me, then you get another one. We will give you what you want. It's all about taking, it's not about giving. Okay, we'll get to that, slowly.
Wait,
slowly.
So you identify the quality of another person, and you...
When you miss boinan, the Rambam says as a loshon, when you miss boinan on the chokhmah and the milas of the other person, and you identify with those milas, then you come to love the person. He's talking about Hashem, but that's his definition of Ava. It's the emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you start identifying and recognizing the good in the thing you want to love.
Rav Orloweit gives another definition. He says, what is important to you, it's important to me.
That's a toitzah of love. I don't know if that's the definition of love. If I love somebody, then what's important to them becomes important to me, but I don't know if that's called love. Love is an emotional feeling of pleasure that comes about when I give, when what's important to you is important to me. Those are all things around the thing. I think that's the etzem definition of love. Anyway, kedar to grapple with what is love. What they call love out there, we call lust. Okay? Let's just get that clear. You've got to get rid of the Western definitions that are infused in our cells. What Hollywood calls love, we call disgusting lust. That they call love. Yeah. All right, let's try and get a grip on this. Rav Dessler says what you said, that the root of the word av is have, and that's that the feeling that comes out when you're giving and giving and giving, the more you give to something, the more you come to love it. That's why I give myself so much, because I'm going to love myself, so I spend the whole day just being selfish and giving to myself. I'm trying to love myself. We'll see that's not what self-love is. We can talk about it. We'll see what does it mean you love yourself. It doesn't seem to be a very positive Torah attribute. That's called narcissism. That's called, you'll have to see what we mean when we talk about Avas Atzmi, that is Kuroi, the spiritual Avas Atzmi. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud, Dover Yadur Vaboru. There's something that's well known and clear. Everybody knows this. I'm sorry to bore you with things you all know very well. Shein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Niksheres Beliboy Shalodom. That the love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not tied into the heart of a person. At she yisko botomit, until he gives effort and attention into a tomit, keroi, the way he's supposed to. Ve'yaz of kolma sheba'olam chutz mimenu. And he leaves everything alone in the world except Avas Hashem. No idea what that would look like. Kamo sheziva va'omo. Here comes the definition. You only love HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that you know Him. To the extent that you have knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, proportionally will be the love. The more you know Hashem, the more you love Him. The less you know Hashem, the less you love Him. Means we're misboinen on the qualities and the whole being of who this person is. To the extent that you know the person, to that extent you'll come to love Him. Will be infinitely small. Excellent. Excellent. Except that a Kodesh Baruch Hu did us a chesed. He did us a chesed that is beyond comprehension. He gave us His Torah. And He was Megala Himself to us in His Torah. And He gave us the ability to learn His Torah. And to the extent that you learn Torah, you come to know Hashem. And that's why the chinuch, based on the three, says, how do you come to love Hashem? He says, Bizboinen b'Torah. Because to the extent that you know Hashem via being Bizboinen in His Torah, you will come to love Him. Excellent. The Rambam in the Yad, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah says like the Chinuch. But when he's born in Torah, perforce you'll come to love Hashem. It's Mukhrach. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka says if he's born on the Chochmah of the Bria, Shara Bechina, you'll perforce come to love Hashem. You start meditating on just meditate on an orange, and you see the Chochmah and the Bria in your own body, in the Bria, you're misboinen in the Bria. Perforce, the Rambam says, you'll come to love Hashem. That means knowledge of Hashem's Maisim, which we have access to, and knowledge to Hashem's mind, kaviyachol, through learning His Torah, because that's a gilu of His seichel. And at the end of the day, you're right, it's very small. The amount of Torah that we know and understand and learn in terms of what there is to know about the infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very small. But I can only do what I can do. He gave me what He gave me, and to the extent that I can learn, I can learn. It says that all the Torah that was learnt, including Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, is like a dog standing on the edge of the sea lapping. That's as much Torah as we access. And then there's a whole yam out there still, because Hashem's infinite. But to the extent that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, and He gave us a seichel to learn His Torah, and you need a Yiddish kop for that, to that extent you can know Hashem, and to that extent you can come to love Him. That's why being misboinen in Torah is a hechrach, it's an imperative to loving Hashem. If He's born in Torah, you come to love Hashem. I'm a furish in the Rambam and in the Chinuch. And that we've mentioned many, many times here, is the two brachas before you say Kriyashma. Yoytza ma'oires and Ava Rabba. Yoytza ma'oires is misboinen in the Bria. Just contemplate the 100 million, billion galaxies and stars and the wondrous world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Understand black holes and neutron stars and all the amazing who knows what out there, and of course the little things that are going on as well. And then you say Ava Rabba, which is meditating on the goddess of Torah. Now you can say Shema, which is Vahavta Hashem Elokecha. That's exactly the achana that Chazal gave us. The ancient Knesset Gedolim, when they put the Siddur together, said, how are we going to get these guys ready to love Hashem? So they gave us two brachas, which are the achana for Shema. Yoytza Ma'oris, which is the Chinuch Mizboinen in the Bria. And Ava Rabba, which is Mizboinen in Torah. Those two things bring you to an Avas Hashem. We learned Yalazman, we learned Shara Bechina in the Chesel of Ovis. He teaches you how to Mizboinen in the Bria and extract the Chochmah and the wondrousness of Hashem in the world so that you can come to love Hashem. That's it. All the mitzvahs in the Torah are supposed to bring you to one thing. That's Avos Hashem. That's why we're here. So you can't tell me that Hashem put us in the world to come to a level of Avos Hashem, after Shema Kecho, and you can't do it. It's impossible. It has to be possible. Shkar for the Kasha. Excellent. By the way, the same Kasha applies in marriage. How much of another human being can you understand? Especially if they're a woman. No, I can't even understand myself, barely. I can't understand another human being. And I can't understand your wife. How are you going to do that? So there is, to the extent, that obviously, okay, this is another shia in Bais Yehudi maybe, there is a point where you choose to love even though it has nothing to do with your understanding of the person. I choose to love you even though I'll never understand you. That's number one. And then you try and understand them as much as you can. I've admitted to love Hashem before I know anything about it. Choose to love. That's another subject. We're going to that now. We'll touch on it maybe later as we get more and more into what's unconditional love. The Torah commands us to love. It must be that I have a bechira to love or not to love. It's not just an automatic reaction to things I'm doing. But there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim where you actually command it to love, or whether you just command it to do the things that bring to love. It's a big depression for most people on Sukkot. It's a mitzvah to be besimcha. But most people are miserable because they're trying to be besimcha and they're not, so they get even more miserable. So there's machlokes Rishonim as well. Is the commandment to be besimcha, or is the commandment to do the things that automatically bring you to simcha? A big tumult in the Rishonim. You can't command someone to be besimcha. He's not happy, what am I going to do? No, you command him to do the things that bring us someone to simcha, someone to Aviyah. I command you to misboinin in Torah, misboinin in the Bria, and then you will come automatically to love Hashem. Could be that simcha is the same according to those who show you. Okay. Because these are chivim, these are not just nice things if you get them. Shara Bechina is in a sefer called Chivis Halabobis. These are chivim, these are Torah dikke chivim. Not just nice things to do. Lefikach sorich adam liyachet atzmoy lahavin ulahaskil b'chochmas utfunas hamoidim lois koinoi. Therefore, a person has an obligation to find time to understand and use his seichel and meditate on the chochmas and the knowledge that will enable him to know his creator more and more. Kafik koyach sheyesh b'adam lahavin ulahasik. Each according to your koyach, each person's koyach to understand. Ad kan the shayna of the Rambam. That's in Hilchus Tshuva. It's halacha. Nimtzein kain sha'av es Hashem nirchash al yedei yediyas Hashem v'hakoras darchov. Av is acquired through knowing and understanding Hashem and recognizing His ways. Baldic, now you know what your job is in the world.
I have to love both Hashem and my wife. I don't know if I've ever spoken.